Welcome to the Man Cave Podcast with Dan Casper.
Time for local sports roundup brought to you by Amundsen's Appliance Center. So, first of all, I'm not doing this to you know, not give extra attention to it, but there was a lot of kids who signed.
There were many this week.
Many, and I don't want to miss out anybody.
Yeah, exactly.
So just
Chippewa, Eau Claire Memorial, I saw. I mean, a lot.
Yeah. So, congrats to all of the local athletes.
Yeah.
For signing your letters of intent to play at the next level.
Keep it going at the next level, yeah.
Yes. So there was a lot of them on. So I know you covered Justice, was covering a lot of it.
Yep.
So congrats to all of you out there. So want to lead off with a little baseball, though?
Sure.
Well, how's BRC, Clover Belts kind of playing out right now?
Well, the Big Rivers right now. Yesterday, a lot of teams didn't get stuff in because of the weather. Western part of the state they were able to, though. Right now Hudson's a half game up in Eau Claire North, and that's because Eau Claire North didn't play yesterday. So Eau Claire North plays Chippewa tonight, actually at Casper Park. Those two teams played Tuesday. I was at that game. North picked up a 2-0 win. So those are two of the top three teams in the conference along with Hudson. So that was a big win for the Huskies, and they'll rematch again tonight. Hudson picked up the win over River Falls yesterday, so starting to be a little separation in the conference, but not a ton. I mean, there's still a lot to be decided there. Western Clover Belt, kind of the same thing. I mean, for the most part, your baseball and your softball games were all wiped out yesterday. Around here, thanks to Mother Nature doing what she does. But in the Western Clover Belt, it's pretty wide open. You got Bloomer up by a half game now, but they've still got a couple games they have to finish. They've had some bad luck running into weather or darkness to finish up. You know, they've got a couple suspended games. I think they're going to finish one up today with Osseo Fairchild before they play another one.
Mm-hmm.
They've got one that's kind of lingering like that with Cadott. That was also what was postponed yesterday. So they've got like one plus games yet to play with Cadott. They're up a half game on Fall Creek. You got Osseo Fairchild in the mix there as well. Earlier this week, Stanley Boyd picking up a big win over Regis in Cloverbelt baseball. So, I mean, it's a variable brouhaha up at the top of the conference right there in the Western Clover Belt right now. But within, I think, the next week, you'll really start to see some separation once these teams are hopefully playing, two, three, maybe even four conference games. I mean, in the spring, they always pile up quick once Mother Nature allows to, play those games.
Mm-hmm.
Big Rivers for softball, you've got New Richmond and Chippewa Falls at the top. They're set to play, I think, it's either next week or the week after. But, Shahai currently a half game up. That's with one fewer game. They still have to make up a game with Eau Claire Memorial that was postponed yesterday, so they're there. Western Clover Belt, Fall Creek is the last remaining unbeaten team in the conference. Last Friday they beat McDonald a couple. Tuesday they beat Thorpe in a couple. So the Crickets are right there with the Cardinals and the Max, hanging out in second place right there. Dunn St. Croix for softball. You've got Colfax off to a really good start. I mean, they're unbeaten still in conference with Boyceville and Elk Mound and Mondovi kind of right there. But Colfax, I mentioned Fall Creek and McDonald. Those are, I think, in Division Four. Those are going to be two teams from around here to keep an eye on. But Colfax is going to be in that mix, too. They're in that half of that section, too. So, those three teams, once you get to the postseason, they're going to get pretty familiar with each other if they're not already. So, but I think next week is a big movement week for baseball and softball because softball, actually, the postseason is not that far away. It's a few weeks away, but that's going to be, by the time we talk next week, I think a lot of these conference title races, especially in softball, are a lot more crystallized.
Oh, okay. That's
because the softball postseason really gets a decent. You're through regionals by Memorial Day.
Oh, wow. Man, I can't. Yeah, it's May already. Holy moly.
So. Once you get to next week, you're kind of almost at like that two-ish week warning.
Right.
A little bit.
Yeah. How about track and field right now?
Track and field, that's actually where I'm going to be today. I'll be over in Stanley Stanley Boyd's Invitational, and there's going to be a lot of local teams there for that. Looking forward to that. Looking forward to some good weather for it.
Yeah.
It's been very hit or miss this spring. But, track is always tough because it's just like, there's just so much that goes on. Like if you've ever gone to a track meet, you know exactly what I'm talking about.
Or participated in it
because you can sit in the stands, but there's four other things going on at the same time.
Yep.
So, but I mean, the biggest things you need to know is next week is the last full week of the regular season.
Okay.
Before before you get conference meets. And usually the conference meet week is pretty quiet because you have the conference meet and that's it. So coming up a week from this coming Monday, you've got the Big Rivers meet. That's in New Richmond. The Western Clover Melt meets the day after. That's hosted by Cadott. So, and you have that full week where you kind of have that conference meet at the start of it, and then you're off for a week.
Mm.
And then that Monday before Memorial Day, you've got regionals. And that Thursday, you've got sectionals. So by the time you hit Memorial Day weekend, you'll know who's going to state for track.
Right.
You know, but and really, by the end of this month, it's the Friday. You know, that last day of the month is the 31st. It's Friday. That's the Friday state track.
Over at La Crosse, right? So it's either really hot or
really
rainy.
Oh, it's going to be really something.
Yeah. You can probably mark a camera or set your watch
I'll bring
by
my
that.
Umbrella, my sunscreen, a hoodie, I don't know. You just have to kind of prepare for everything with
right.
that. I mean, and especially as we saw last year. But, mm-hmm. you know, May, this is moving month. I mean, it's crazy to say, but, you know, by the time we get to the end of the month here, like, stuff's going to be kind of starting to wind down a little bit.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Which is crazy, but it's true.
Since you said moving month, moving day, I know you're at golf.
Golf?
Was it, was the Bloomer one, was that Monday?
That was last Friday.
Friday, okay.
Yeah, and actually we got some invites coming up next week, too. I know Stanley Boyd hosts an invite and Cadott at Whispering Pines on Monday. Triple Falls hosts their annual invitational at Lake Wissota on Tuesday.
That's always usually a big one, too, isn't it?
Yeah, there's usually a fair amount of teams there. But, I mean, when you look at the Big Rivers of Golf, I mean, mm-hmm. obviously more often than not it starts with Memorial. You yep. know, Will Schlitz and company, I mean, that's just a really good team. I mean, you look at the success they've had the last few years, and I think even when Justice and I were talking at one point, it's like, yeah, you look at, you know, kind of the success they had the last few years, but then coming into the year, it's like they still have a lot of, you know, names you probably remember.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, they're going to, you know, in the Big Rivers and beyond, they're a threat as always.
Yes.
You know, and you mentioned Bloomer before. They've, you know, they won their home invite last week. They, along with Triple Falls and many other teams, are actually up in Hayward. This weekend's the big two-day Hayward invite.
Okay.
Where they have a couple different courses they golf at there, and then you over the course of 2 days, it's a big deal. It's a good tournament for a lot of.
That'd be a lot of fun to do 2 days up
there. It would, because I mean, there's some darn good courses up there. I know. I think tomorrow they're at Big Fish.
Oh, nice.
So I think today it's just Hayward. You know, I think that Hayward Golf Club today, but that would be fun. It's kind of it's almost like a mini vacation when you think about it, because I mean you're not coming back.
Right.
You know, you're staying up there, so that's kind of fun.
Yep. Yeah, absolutely. I know soccer last night, too, North Edge Memorial.
That's a big win for the Huskies. I mean, mm-hmm. obviously, Eau Claire Memorial over the years, boys and girls soccer, has always been so strong.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, anytime you've got Eau Claire North and Eau Claire Memorial playing against each other, I mean, earlier this week they were playing tennis.
Right.
You know, it's a big deal when those two teams are getting together in anything. And, yeah, you mentioned to be able to get that is, you know, that's a big deal for the Huskies. Menominee picked up a win over Triple Falls last night in girls soccer. Regis McDonald girls soccer are still unbeaten. They tied Menominee earlier in the year, but besides that, they've won all their other games. So, you know, they're going to be a team in Division IV come postseason that, you know, you're going to have to really keep an eye on. They score a ton of goals. That mm-hmm. combination of Annabelle Schroeder and Colleen Callahan is, I mean, you look at any game they win, and usually they're in the middle of a lot of it. So,
yeah.
You know, that's a team that's been doing a lot of good things, you know, right now for Coach Scott Hoffman.
Absolutely. I should mention, too, with North, they're going to be looking for a new men's basketball coach.
Mm-hmm.
Was it yesterday where it was announced that Coach Kessler
was stepping down?
So,
yep.
North will be looking for a new.
They've had some good years under him. And especially, mm-hmm. I thought this year, past year especially, like they really came on strong second half of the year. You know, they picked up some big wins, like, and they still had some younger guys on that team, too. So that's, you know, mm-hmm. whoever ends up with that job is, I think, be walking into a pretty good spot.
Yeah. Tennis, to kind of wrap it up, too.
We're getting to the, I know we, you know, in the Big Rivers, I mean, Menominee's kind of been really the class of the conference this year. Going back a few weeks, they picked up a win over Eau Claire Memorial, which had been,
mm-hmm.
you know, many, many years since any team in the conference beat Eau Claire Memorial. But, you know, we're not too far away from subsectionals and sectionals,
mm-hmm.
and that'll be on the horizon. You've got the Big Rivers meet coming up in a week or two. So, I mean, tennis is kind of one of the first sports that kind of hits the postseason.
Okay. All right. So that's, yeah, all coming up here, man. Speaking of kind of wrapping up the regular seasons and getting ready for some postseason, that's also at the college level here, too. You got Blue Gold Baseball is going to be ending their regular season. Got some tough games going up against La Crosse, ranked number 16 right now. But so they're going to be wrapping that up. Softball, they're going to be wrapping up. They're getting ready for WIAC Conference tournaments. You got the outdoor track and field WIAC Conference tournaments going on this weekend too. Lacrosse, women's lacrosse, Blue Gold's lacrosse taking on Colorado College this weekend. Softball going to be going up against Oshkosh, number 20 ranked Oshkosh over there too. On the stout side of things, again, it's, you know, track and field, the WIAC championships, and their softball team's going up against Stevens Point. Baseball for stout, they're going to be at Bethel University this weekend. So, all right, the Carpet City Flooring Center local spotlight, Brandon. Always, I know we always got a lot.
We always have a lot of options, so. But you know, you mentioned a little earlier, let's go with Eau Claire North girls soccer.
Okay.
Picking up the big win over Eau Claire Memorial.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, I think, as I said, you know, there's a lot of them you can go with, especially, you know, this time of year, but I think that's that's a big win for the program.
Absolutely. All right. That's your local sports roundup brought to you by Amundsen's Appliance Center.